Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Newly elected South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington today to begin a two-day summit with President Trump. It's his first official meeting with the president. On the docket, of course, will be the question of North Korea. Now, President Moon has taken a more lenient stance than his predecessors toward the North, and in the past, he's favored diplomatic engagement with the North Koreans. President Trump, on the other hand, has ratcheted up rhetoric and threats as North Korea it continues to test missile systems that could carry nuclear warheads. Trade is also on the agenda. The U.S. and South Korea do have a free trade deal, one that back in April, President Trump called a horrible deal that left America destroyed, he said. Ambassador Chris Hill is a four-time ambassador, including a stint in South Korea from 2004 to 2005, and the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs until 2009. He's also was also head of a U.S. delegation of talks in North Korea, and he's currently the dean of the Joseph Korbel School of International Studies at the University of Denver. Ambassador Chris Hill, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you. There will be a lot of ceremony and kind words and greetings between the presidents of the United States and South Korea. But what do President Jae-in and President Trump want from each other now?
Well, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to show people in Korea that he can handle the U.S. relationship. You know, he came in as a representing the left side of the Korean spectrum, which tends to be a little more lenient to North Korea and a little more skeptical of the idea that Korea should be wrapped up in the U.S. relationship. So he needs to show that he can manage it, can stand up for himself, but at the same time sort of show that the relationship is strong and that the alliance will be maintained, even as he discusses his views of North Korea, which are somewhat different from the U.S. view.
And President Trump, from the South Koreans, what does he want?
Well, one never knows until he starts tweeting. But in this case, he seems to he's a little frustrated with China. So he may be looking to the South Koreans to, quote, do more on North Korea. And as your setup suggests, he's also a little skeptical about the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. It started off with trade being kind of more or less balanced, I mean, certainly with a Korean advantage, but in recent years, the Koreans have greatly increased the trade balance, and so I wouldn't be surprised if the president, in his inimical way, suggested that perhaps there's something unfair about this outcome.
Now, we mentioned Moon Jae-in's sort of more liberal stance, more lenient stance on North Korea in the past, but he has tried to sort of ratchet up his own version of rhetoric in advance of this meeting, right? I mean, Moon Jae-in has been saying that he's going to stand shoulder to shoulder with the United States. He's been taking a tougher line.
Correct. He really wants this visit to be successful and a sign that he can manage this U.S. alliance. That said, I think he will try to acquaint the president with the fact that, on the one hand, there are the nuclear talks, which are pretty much in this sort of six-party framework. On the other hand, there's something called peninsula talks, where the South Koreans, from time to time, depending on the mood of the North Koreans, are able to talk about family unification and issues like that. And I think most U.S. diplomats have understood the need not to be sort of telling the South Koreans you can't talk to the North Koreans and this sort of thing, because I think it kind of plays into the narrative that the U.S. is keeping the South Korean and North Korean peoples apart from each other. And that's something that some of the constituents of Moon Jae-in feel strongly about.
Ambassador Chris Hill, I'm wondering how South Korea is adjusting overall to the presidency of Donald Trump. You know, in the run-up to the election and the inauguration, the South Koreans in Washington and in other capitals around the world were making no secret about their anxiety and unease about Donald Trump. They're a few months in now, and now they're meeting at the highest levels. How are they feeling?
Well, I think like a lot of countries, they're deeply concerned about the U.S. commitment to longstanding commitments, and in particular the South Korean alliance is one of them. They're also concerned about, you know, who do you really talk to? Is Jared Kushner, is this going to be on his plate? Or is this something that Rex Tillerson is managing? And of course, they look at the embassy in Seoul, and they don't see an ambassador there. And they see these kind of, they have these positive but nonetheless episodic encounters with Americans. That is, Secretary of Defense Mattis came to Korea, talked about the ironclad relationship, same with Tillerson. But they don't have that sort of daily rhythm of the strong relationship. So I think, like a lot of countries, they're kind of looking to see who in Washington can they see as a regular interlocutor. Certainly, for example, the Japanese, having the same problem, kind of focused on Vice President Pence and said, he's the guy we need to kind of keep in touch with. The Koreans haven't kind of decided that quite yet. And by the way, I think it would be useful for the president to get moving on some of these appointments. We do need an ambassador in Seoul. We do need an assistant secretary of East Asian Affairs, etc. So I think the president needs to kind of assure the South Koreans that we are very much in this ironclad relationship and very much working to make sure we have these appointments so they can carry on the business of the two countries.
And those jobs at various levels of the diplomatic corps can be key when you're talking about issues not only of trade, but missile defense systems and the rest. Chris Hill, before we let you go, you know, we talked about China just a few minutes ago in the show. And it's true that Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in, the presidents of the U.S. and South Korea, are meeting. But China is watching, of course. What are they watching for?
Well, China's watching closely. And of course, the Chinese have made very clear they're very unhappy with this deployment of a U.S. anti-ballistic missile system. Moon Jae-in actually has slowed it down, saying he wants to study the deployment. He's obviously trying to manage the China relationship, which got very bad for some time. So he's trying to manage that. And I think the Chinese understand that South Korea and the U.S. have this relationship, but you bet they're looking at it very carefully, and they would like to see this system that they ultimately believe is about them rather than the North Koreans. They'd like to see less of that system in South Korea.
The first ever high-level, top-level talks between the president of South Korea and the president of the United States at the White House today and tomorrow. Ambassador Chris Hill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ambassador Chris Hill, former ambassador to South Korea.